Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Segui. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris James. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Melvin scoops up the ball and tags Brown for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga bunts towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huff moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Bell reaches second base with a double. Huff scores. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. James takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. James moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. James moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James scores. Jacoby scores. Fermin moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Fermin moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furman scores. Lewis scores. Huff moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Huff scores. Brown moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Berga moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hewlett hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gomez moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. James hits a line drive into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Furman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilac hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Segui moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards third. Berga catches it and throws to second to double up Segui. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Flanagan covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Huff. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Chris Hoyles pinch hits for Joe Orsilak. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing right field. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Melvin moves to second. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Sam Horn pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to third for the out. Devereaux moves to second. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Bell now playing shortstop. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, James hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Segui is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Segui moves to second. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Mike Flanagan. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive beyond first. Jacoby can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.